South Harris will be hosting their own tournament next week. Prior to that, they'll have a league test on the road that's going to be tomorrow night. South Harris will take on Princeton tomorrow. Cale Watson said, basketball coach of a Bulldog team that had a game at NCMC and then had a non-league game against North Harrison on Tuesday night. Split those games. Savannah was one side of the ledger and North Harrison the other. Obviously some different degree in experience, probably ability, but with Savannah coach over at NCMC the other day, it was clear that it was going to be a game that was good. Early on, it was going to be difficult to win based on how the game started and particularly how the game was unfolding. You know, masked in that, though, was the fact that, you know, South Harrison defensively did a reasonably good job, but boy, you have to have just a little bit of offense, to make it work. And it was probably the most frustrating offensive game you've had this year.
Yeah, just like you said, Stuart. Credit Savannah's defense; they did a good job of sticking to what they do, and we knew what they were going to do coming out of the gate. I felt like we got the shots that we wanted coming into the game. We just couldn't get them to go down, and I thought defensively we held them to under 50 points, which for us that's a goal of ours. But like you said, if you can't put the ball in the hoop, it's tough to win at times.
Okay, Bud, got that one behind you, and then turn around on Tuesday night against North Harrison, in a game that you ended up winning comfortably. So in other words, you had a little bit of wiggle room or margin for error, and you hit about everything you could early in the game.
Yeah, I felt like we had a really, really good Christmas break in terms of practices. Got a lot accomplished. So it was nice to come out Tuesday night. Felt like we did a good job in the first quarter and the second quarter of playing the way we want to play, pushing the pace, and did a reasonable job defensively. I thought there were a few areas we could have improved on, but it was nice to see some of our younger guys get in and get some reps. And overall, just a good game for the team.
Okay, so now you get into, the meaty portion of the schedule and get, in a consistent mode. There's going to be a couple tournaments that you're going to have this year. The one later on this year that you have at Hamilton is going to include some elite teams that will really be challenging. Probably the South Harrison tournament is going to be challenging too. But I think there's a little bit more balance there that is across the board. First game you got prior to that, though, is Princeton, and now that Putnam County is behind you, and now that Putnam County got you in overtime, it's a situation where you got to make up a little bit of ground. I still think that it's a year this year that there's a lot of opportunity on the eastern side of the GRC, but this one would be a big one to go get, and a Princeton team. Oh, it kind of mirrors South Harrison, I guess, in some ways. At least physically mirrors South Harrison. I don't know if they go about things the same way.
Yeah, just from watching Princeton, like you said, they kind of remind you of us a little bit. I feel like they're pretty tall and athletic in quite a few spots. But overall, I feel like we match up pretty well against them. It'll be a good road test for us again. And I hope it's a game where we come out we do what we want to do. We take care of business defensively, and play the game that we're preparing to play.
The one thing that they do, and their offense kind of comes and goes. I think they did have a really good offensive game at NCMC, but boy, they do seem like they are a consistent rebounding team. And I suppose that's just because they're put together pretty well physically.
Yeah, like you said, from watching film, they crash the glass really well. They box out pretty hard. They're pretty physical on the inside. So that'll be something that we're going to have to really, really key in on. And hopefully if we do a good job in that area, we'll give ourselves quite a few chances to put ourselves in a good spot to win the game.
All right. And then next week is going to be South Harrison and the South Harrison tournament. And I would guess a South Harrison tournament that a lot of people can look at that as an opportunity to have a really nice week. I don't know if anybody's got a ton of a margin for error, so it should be competitive. I suppose, and I think Mercer's addition, at least this year, probably strengthens up. I don't. While they're a number one seed, I don't know if they'd necessarily be an overwhelming favorite in that tournament. But I, you know, if you play well, I think it could be a fun week.
Yeah, absolutely. So last year that kind of happened for us. Hopefully, if we can put some things together in the next couple days, we'll roll into our home tournament with a little bit ahead of steam. We've got Northeast Nottoway first round, and, you know, we're a three seed, they're a six. But I fully expect Coach Proffitt's team to bring it, so we're going to have to be prepared and ready to execute.
That's South Harrison head basketball coach, Cale Watson.